Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This story is a continuation of the last story, a story which was called The Miracle Apartment. It was about Kalman Rotban, a Jew who grew up in Paris. When he was a little boy, he went to a Chabad school, and we learned about how he got a very beautiful apartment for him and his wife, miraculously, because it was almost impossible to afford such an apartment, but they wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and it happened. So we have now another story about Kalman Rotban and his wife. This happened in about 1982. Kalman was in Crown Heights by the Rebbe for Simchas Torah, and he decided to thank the Rebbe for the bracha for the apartment. But when the Rebbe poured wine for him into his cup, called Kosho Bracha, the cup for a blessing, he was not able to say anything. He just stood looking at the Rebbe and was not able to say even a single word somehow. Well, that Tishrei was full of wonderful energy and experience for Kalman as he celebrated with the Rebbe. And in fact, during Simchas Torah, there were three times during the Simchas Torah for Brangen, there was three times that the Rebbe turned to him and told him to make l'chaim. So, therefore, he was very excited. He wanted to do something very wonderful, and that was to make his neighborhood into a place with the stronger Yiddishkeit, with stronger Judaism. His neighborhood had lots of Jews, but nobody was really very excited about Yiddishkeit. People came to the synagogue, but there was not really much life in it. The young people were not really very interested. And it was not a very exciting place, not a very exciting neighborhood. So Kalman tried to make the shul better. But the president of the shul said, nothing doing, we're not interested. And people with beards coming over here and telling us what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. We don't want you here. We're not going to give you an aliyah to the Torah. And it just became very hard. For 2 years, Kalman tried and didn't really make much progress. He got a little bit the young people interested in classes. But then the president of the shul called the police and said, this person's bothering us in our synagogue. So it was hard. 2 years later, in 1984, Kalman asked the Rebbe for a bracha in his work of spreading Yiddishkeit to his neighborhood. And that Simchas Torah, the Rebbe gave him a whole bottle of mashke, a whole bottle of vodka with which he should make a verbrengen. And he said this should be for the people in the community to make a gathering, and it should be with bracha and atzlacha, a blessing and success. So Kalman went back to Paris, all excited. And sure enough, the first day that he came back to Paris, he got a call from the president of the community. Before, the president of the community had called the police on him. Now, he said, I want to have a meeting with you. So Kalman went to the meeting with the bottle of mashke from the Rebbe, the bottle of vodka from the Rebbe. And he said that the Rebbe sent it for the community. And so they had a little get-together with some of the leaders of the community. And amazingly, everybody seemed to have changed their mind. They said, yeah, let's work together. Work together with Chabad. So they did a big project called An Evening with Chabad. There was a band playing music. There was good food. And the guest speaker was the well-known Rabbi Asimov, one of the head shluchim, maybe even the head shliach of Paris or France. 600 Jews came to the event that evening. 600. And many of them had never been in a shul before in their life. When the president of the shul and all the heads of the community saw how well it was turning out, they said, yeah, let's keep working together. This is great. And many, many people changed their lives, began to do more and more mitzvahs. Many of them then became Chassidim. And each year, there was a big trip of Jews from that neighborhood and perhaps other neighborhoods in Paris and in France to 770 to the Chabad headquarters. Kalman would lead a trip of the men, and his wife would lead a separate trip for the women. Maybe they had two trips at the same time. They even had a kosher grocery store now in their neighborhood, which they operated. But just before they went to New York, 1 year, they got a very, very strong letter from the government that said that they owed 14,000 francs, which is a huge amount of money, and they must pay this money in taxes on the store. So Kalman had to go to the office and even ask permission to leave the country, because they usually didn't let people who owed so much money to the government leave the country. But they said, okay, we trust you. And as soon as he got to New York, he wrote a letter to the Rebbe about all the activities, all the successful activities that he was doing in Paris. And he also mentioned the tax problem. Well, when he got back to Paris, in fact, before he got back to Paris, there was a telephone call from his brother. And his brother in Paris said, we got a letter about the store from the government. And they said there was a big mistake, that the store doesn't owe them 14,000 francs. In fact, it's the opposite. The government owes the store money because of a mistake that they made in charging double for taxes. Now, these are a lot of miracles. But we see that when a person really puts their trust in Hashem and really puts all their effort into trying to help people come closer to Torah mitzvahs, that there are many, many brachas that pour down on the person, and Hashem helps in a very, very big way. Therefore, let us do all of our job of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and reaching out to our fellow Jews. And may Hashem bless our efforts and bring the geula immediately. And it doesn't matter whether a person is someone who knows a lot of Torah or knows a little Torah. Of course, we should always try to learn more Torah. But a person who has not had a chance to learn much Torah, but they're very sincere, there's a very special quality in such a person. And certainly, as the Tzemach Tzedek said, this will be recognized when Mashiach comes. There'll be a very, very special place for those people who, although they didn't have an opportunity to learn much Torah, they were very, very sincere and dedicated to serving Hashem. So whether you are fortunate enough to go to a good school, a good yeshiva, to learn a lot of Torah, or you have not had a chance, but still dedicating ourselves to serving Hashem and dedicating ourselves to trying to help Jewish people everywhere, especially now in the war, through our Torah mitzvahs or through other ways, certainly this will help to bring Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.